أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we will start with Surah Al-Fatiha as a base. But before I go there, just a dua that I absolutely adore. It is a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, وَلْزَمْ قَلْبِي حِفْظَ كِتَابِكَ كَمَا عَلَّمْتَنِي. Make me commit to my heart your book as you have taught me. I'll repeat it again. وَلْزَمْ قَلْبِي حِفْظَ كِتَابِكَ كَمَا عَلَّمْتَنِي. So with that in mind, let's look at Surah Al-Fatiha. With this talk, you also have an image, and the image has a building on the right-hand side. You have a box at the top that says focus. Then you have keywords and ayat, and then finally a box at the bottom at the left-hand side which says, did you know? It would be helpful if you looked at that as you listen to the talk. So we will start with the focus of Surah Al-Fatiha. In essence, it's a summary of the whole Qur'an. It introduces in general all the Qur'an's major topics. Hamd, which is praise and gratitude to Allah. Divinity, which is uluhiyya. Rububiyya, which is lordship. We find Allah's infinitely compassionate nature, Rahman. His merciful nature in Rahim. And the status as the master of the day of judgment, Maliki Yawmiddin. Almost a third of the Qur'an deals with the hereafter, and here it is summarized in just one phrase, Maliki Yawmiddin. It clarifies the three most important Qur'anic teachings. Tawheed, which is absolutely pure monotheism. Hidayah, or guidance, which means that Allah has sent prophets and messengers to guide people to the right path, to their full potential. And finally, Ma'ad, the belief that another world will follow this one and we will return to God where we'll be accountable. The key ayat here is Ihdina Surat al-Mustaqim. Guide us on the straight or the right path, but in essence, guide us to our full potential. So that when we come back to you, when you call us back to you, and in the angel of death says, time up, we're able to say, thank you for life. We did our best. Let's now look at the box at the bottom, which is, did you know? The entire Quran is really a dialogue between Allah and us. And this surah is a conversation between us and Allah. Perhaps that's why it is considered both a part of the Qur'an and also an independent entity at the same time. The other surahs talk about other prophets, messengers, their communities, the future and the day, the good and bad deeds. But we find this particular surah teaches us how to converse with Allah. So let's now focus on the building. Imagine you were looking for a god. Imagine you were looking for a god. Imagine that you were searching for the most perfect god. And you came across this book whose opening chapter said that this god, Allah, had four main qualities. The first one was Rabb. You could translate it as master, cherisher, nourisher, sustainer. But in essence, a Rabb is one who takes you to your full potential step by step, if you let him. Then you saw that this Rabb was both Rahman and Rahim. Rahman is general mercy that encompasses all creation, like the sun's light and warmth, which includes everyone and shines upon all parts of the earth equally. But then there's a special earmarked compassion to those who submit to him, which is called Rahim. And that's similar to the sun's warmth. It's available to those objects or that creation that can absorb more and thus receive more light and warmth. Stones, for example, repel the sun's light, but water and forests are able to absorb more of its light and warmth. The more human beings expose themselves to God's mercy, the more they receive. The relationship is probably similar to a teacher who teaches an entire class but pays more attention to those who apply themselves more seriously, pay closer attention, and ask insightful questions. The idea is to develop a personal relationship with Allah. And the final attribute here is Maliki Yawmiddin, or Maliki Yawmiddin. He is the owner and controller of both the micro and macro on the day of Qiyamah. He is the decision maker. He who is the Rabb, he who is Rahman, and he who is Rahim. The word deen in essence means reward and recompense as opposed to the religion of Islam. We spend our entire lives engaged in different endeavors, but whatever we sow here, we will reap in the hereafter. And he who will make the decision on our intentions and our actions is none other than this awesome Rabb. So let's now move to the next floor. So I found out this Allah, this awesome Allah, who had these four qualities. So my next question would be, I wish to connect with you, or rather we wish to connect with you. And therefore we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. The word ibadah in essence means to announce or to submit to a state of surrender and obedience. And Abd knows that if the Rabb is in control, then everything will be smooth. A leveled road in Arabic is known as Tariq al-Mu'abbad, a road that does not have any potholes or bumps. It has been flattened for the driver's benefit. And Abd also knows that no act is significant unless it is linked to the master. So that covers إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. But what about إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ? You and you alone do we ask for help. So what is this help needed for? And immediately the soul says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Guide us to the straight path. In other words, guide us to our full potential. Let us start with ihdina. Ihdina is guide us, not just guide me. And the surah emphasizes us because all our destinies are intertwined. Metaphorically, we're all on the same ship. We plead to Allah to take us by the hand and guide us towards the right path. There are many words in the Quran for road or path, such as tariq or sabil. But sirat is a level and a wide road that can be trodden with ease. A road that is neither confusing nor winding. So if we are asking 10 times a day to guide us on this path, on this straight path, should we not know what kind of path we are seeking? And that finally leads to the third section, where divinity replies. He says, follow the path of those whom he has blessed. His actual words are, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The path of those whom you have blessed. It does not refer to blessing in the general sense, for our entire being is God's blessing. The reference here is to the specific kind of blessing, which is highlighted in Surah An-Nisa. This is Surah number 4, Ayah 69. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحُسْنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, these are those on whom Allah has bestowed His blessings, from among the prophets, those who attested to the truth of the prophets, those who sacrifice their lives and possessions while serving as living role models, as well as the salihin, those who seek reform and fight against immorality and public disorder. And the ayah ends by saying, what beautiful companions they are. It refers to them as rafiqa, which comes from mirfaq, which is a pillow, something you lean on or relax. In other words, they are a source of tranquility and comfort. And finally he says, do not follow those on whom there is anger, nor follow those who are lost. So in conclusion, the moment we think of Surah Al-Fatiha, the ayah to focus on is إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to our full potential. Guide us on the straight path. The second thing to know is that this is a summary of the entire Quran. And finally, it teaches us how to converse with our Creator. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue with Juz Amma and start with Surah An-Naba. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.